Something happened in the heart of the night, in the heart of the forest. Jerome, Jerome, I shout into the cold darkness, please answer me. No reply comes from my oldest, somewhere deep in the forest, shrouded in night mist. Jerome is an occasional wilderness lover in his impulsive 20s. After the day's online pandemic work meetings, he releases solo frustration and energy on the rugged trails we have here in the Blue Mountains. Jerome, Jerome, your head torch beam lances the trees, searches the nooks. The forest drops steeply away from the track into the valley in a sway of canopies and shifting shadows. Lily pillies and sassafras, eucalypts and water vines tenaciously grip the sloping earth. The survivability is mutual. Without the lattices of roots through the soil, the land would slide. Jerome, Jerome. Cold passes my lips, forms little puffs in the night air. Your child, so able, so capable, except when he is not. With each of your footfalls, you pray for his voice. Only your echo reaches your ear. He was meant to return shortly after twilight. Midnight came and went 2 hours ago. Earlier, in your living room, bottle of stout in hand, your phone had lit up. Jerome's younger brother calling from Europe. Dad, Jerome, Jerome is missing. The living room lurched. You clenched the phone. Your skin was fire and ice. Myers at Katoomba Police Station, he said. You didn't say that you had just declined 2 calls from her, though he is surely aware. Phoning her now, Terry, you say. Please stay by your phone. I'm going to find Jerome. Grim listening as your ex-wife gave you the information. Thankfully, Jerome mentioned to her his hiking plan. She dropped him at Conservation Hut for a walk to Vera Falls. Unthankfully, the track descends 3 kilometres into dense forest. You ended the call and the logical brain kicked in, despite the beer in your blood. You moved about the house, gathering up essentials. Headlights, matches, sweaters, 2 sleeping bags, wet weather gear, snack foods, energy drinks. 2 days earlier, you cooked for Jerome, notching up much needed goodwill depleted during the virus and the related pandemic of strained relations. You made lasagna from scratch, layers of homemade pasta, cheesy bechamel, beef bolognese. Jerome, you said gently, as the pair of you ate, when you hike, I want you to take supplies, a headlight and a sweater. Also snacks, water and matches, obviously your phone, some first aid items too. Please, Jerome. You ticked the items off on your fingers, wincingly, smilingly. Sure thing, he said, sure thing. A parent can try, a parent is allowed. But Jerome detests being encumbered, wants to be totally free after the work day. For him, even a light pack is a burden. His mother confirmed he left without one. You overshoot the Conservation Hut turnoff. It's dark overall, cold overall, not good at all. You drive back, park, and hoist the pack onto your shoulders. The temperature hovers near zero. The moon attempts to penetrate the mist. You turn on your head torch. Giant shadows appear to mock you as you descend the trail. Jerome, Jerome. You shout his name every 10 paces, just hoping. You peer over the sides and try not to think. It's futile. A twig snaps, an owl hoots. You come to the first river crossing. The torch outlines the dark stepping stones. Jerome, lovely boy, where are you? Fuck it, Jerome. Nobody hears the grief in your voice. He must be okay. If not, it will tip you over the edge. Jerome, oh Jerome. He had come back to Australia during the global crisis and temporarily to the mountains with his mother, just until the global situation improved. Jerome was angry with you. You had declined, for various compelling reasons, his mother's offers of friendship. Your beam of torch has weakened a little. You speed up a little. The wrong tableaus of what might have happened hijack your thoughts. You stop and consider various scenarios. He sprained an ankle. You'll reach him soon. He lost his phone in the dark and is waiting for light. What else? It's too cold for snakes. It's also too cold for people. You consider the sky, the canopy of stars that belong in a children's book, the kind you read to your sons when they were young. Jerome, are you there? Please, Jerome. The forest is big and you are small. After 70 minutes on the track, you arrive at Vera Falls. The water is flowing silvery off the wide shelf of rock. You tentatively approach the edge. Jerome, Jerome, you shout. There is nothing to see in the blackness, little to hear, over the sound of the falling water. What happens now? You hear something different, a faint noise getting louder. The engine of a light plane, part of the rescue response, equipped with thermal imaging. Cameras that pick up heat signatures. You hear another sound, a voice. You think your mind is playing tricks. It comes again from below the falls, soft yet distinct. Dad, Dad. Jerome, you shout and get a response. You put your face in your hands. He says he's okay, you think, despite the wind and the water, taking the details. You hear the words phone and dark. The pitch of his voice is strong. Good, good. Unlikely he fell. But how did he reach the bottom of the falls? You search the sides of the rock platform for tracks through the bush. Nothing. Did a track to the base of the falls branch off higher up? You hear voices on the main trail coming nearer. You take off your pack and crouch on your haunches. You have found your son in the heart of the forest in the heart of the night. You are changed. You resolve to forgive everyone for almost everything.